Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, young friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Innocent, sweet little baby. Ava from the newsroom. How are you, Ava?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, I was going all right until you accused me of being 34 years old moments
during
ago.
During that song, Ava made the mistake of thinking that Tim was older than me and telling us to our friends.
Jess, you're 33, about to turn 34?
Yep.
And I've just turned 32. So, and you said the beard ages me.
I just said the
Have you only turned 32?
Yeah, man. Huh. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, born in 93.
So yes. Yeah, good. Yeah, that makes sense.
And
yeah.
I turned 22 this week.
Little baby girl. All right. Well, a child is running this segment, so this could be anything.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Ava from the newsroom is bringing us three news stories today, Tim. She's going to leave out some key elements. It is our job to fill in those blanks.
I was feeling sporty today.
Ooh.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, exactly. What cat signed on for two more years?
Ooh. Shannon Neal?
He signed 3 years
Damn.
Last week.
Yes, he did.
This happened maybe an hour ago.
Yeah. Oh,
no, keep going. Keep going.
Zach Guthrie. Mark.
We spoke to Blitzars. Him. We've spoken to him. We've spoken to him in the last month.
I'm out.
Sam DeConing.
No.
Yeah, he has two more years.
Can we just be impressed that I named three players?
The
just
fact
then?
That you said Zach you. Guthrie to me is wild. It's like you just told me like how to make an atom. I've been blown away, impressed with you. So
I was scared
Gold
you were
going
to say Zach Tui.
Yeah.
This is actually, I know 2 years, it's like, oh yeah, 2 years. But no, there was huge interest from other clubs for Sam.
Oh yeah.
So this is a massive sign.
I'm not surprised that he wants to stick around at the Cats though. The Cats seem like...
Good vibes.
Yeah, a very good vibes club.
He said Geelong has become his home
and
he loves everything the club and region offers.
He's from Mount Eliza on the Ninch.
Oh
so,
yeah.
I mean,
he's just on the opposite end of the Ninch.
Yeah, quick ferry across.
But that part of the Ninch is fancy Ninch.
It is, yeah.
So he's really loving it if he's staying here. We mm-hmm. love that. Good
That's
on you, Sammy.
It. More contract stuff, but a different sport. Cricket. Who's staying on after a big summer?
Don't ask Blank me to name, name cricket players now.
When you say who's staying on, are you talking about the Cricket Australia contract
I'm
that just came out?
Cricket Australia that just came out. Three people who have been offered their first contracts.
Xavier Bartlett's one of those, right?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so angry.
Steve Waugh.
All right.
We're talking Sam Constis, Bo Webster, and Matthew Kuhneman.
Of course. Matt. Big fan.
Yeah, I refer to him as Matt.
We're just
good
mates,
friends.
And yeah. I didn't realise I forgot that he was a part of the team. So.
Oh, it makes sense. I completely forgot about Sam Constis.
I know.
Bo Webster's like almost 30, so it's weird thinking of him as like a new young cricketer. But exciting stuff.
Good for them.
There we go.
Finally, the one I'm most excited about.
Okay.
Beatles biopics news. What can you tell me about the cast and the release?
Ooh, have they like announced who's going to be playing the main four?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to go like young so that they can age them up in the biopic.
They're all in their late 20s, I believe, or mid to late 20s.
I would say yes.
So the only names that I remember, I know three of the four.
Okay.
So one is Paul Mescal. Mescal, whatever it is. Barry Keoghan.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
The bloke that's going to play the Human Torch in the new Fantastic Four, and he also plays so-and-so on Stranger Things, where he's like, Chrissy, wake up!
Oh, yes.
That
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
He was in Gladiator 2 with Paul Mescal.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what's his real name?
Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn, and then some other white male.
Timothy Chalamet.
I wish. Harry Dickinson.
So. Never heard of him.
But they're doing four individual movies.
Oh!
And they're all going to release at the same time. And it's designed to be the first bingeable theatrical experience.
That oh, what? So you have cool. to pay four times to go to the cinemas?
Why are you yelling at Ava?
Sorry. That's
I was really excited about it. I hadn't thought about that.
No, Ava, and you should feel bad. You're right.
They're going to release it. Hang on. Let's just unpack this. They're going to release it all at the same time.
Sure, you can get
April
a deal.
April 2028. And there might be a deal, surely.
Yeah. Are you supposed to watch them all at... Like, are we doing like a Barbenheimer situation where you watch them all in one day?
That'll
or?
Be my plan, but I'm sure you can space it out if you'd like to.
I like it. It's something different.
Nah, it seems dumb.
And I love Paul
Mescal. It's because it's change, Ava, and this is how when you get to someone of Jess's age, this is how you will react
just
to change.
Just put it all in one movie or like put it somewhere where it's going to be easy for me to access.
Sorry, Jimmy. It's weird. Is this Loretta, your mother? Has she replaced Jess on the show today? All the things you used to complain about. Here we are. Ava, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was fun. I really I had fun at the end there. I know Jess didn't, but I really had a good time.
Why did you do this to us, Ava?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right. Have you been paying attention? Thanks to Aim Higher. She is. Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. And Ava, because I'm feeling so bad that Jess has unfairly targeted you there, can you hang around? I want to do an icebreaker with the three of us up next. Because we're all getting to know each other, right? Except Jess and I, we've worked together for almost 9 years. But Ava,
I still learn things about you every day.
Yeah, I know. I learned that you're turning into your mother just moments ago. So Ava, can you stick around?
I can.
All right.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Ava, you only started working here, what, the start of this year, end of late last year? No, end of last year. So I feel like we're still getting to know you. Jess and I, we've worked together for a really long time, but as Jess said, we still learn things about our mates all the way down the track. I was somewhere the other week and they did a fun icebreaker. And you know how someone's like, oh, we're going to do an icebreaker. You go, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tell me two truths and a lie about yourself. I hate that.
This is better.
Yeah.
If you were a kitchen appliance, what would you be and why? And I thought this could be a good learning experience. I will start with the answer that I gave. I very quickly knew that I was a slow cooker. Now, I am not here to steal the show.
Yeah.
I am reliable. I am patient. I come good in the end. I am cheap. And I take up a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what to do with me when you're not using me.
You're sometimes a little inconvenient.
Yep.
But other times, very handy.
Absolutely. In winter, you love me.
Yep.
Summer, put me away. And that's how I feel. Jess, would you like to go next?
Well, firstly,
do both of you agree with that?
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Okay, thank you.
I know we discussed off the air, Tim, that you think that I'm a blender. Can you tell Ava why you suggested I might be a blender?
I feel like we needed to warn the listeners that that was coming.
And it's also a device used to shorten something. It's a shortcut.
Right.
It's like, all right, I want to get this. I want to change it. I need to put
it in. I do like something that's like very quick.
Yeah.
I would like to counter that.
Okay.
With, I think I might be a pressure cooker.
You don't handle pressure well, Jess.
No, but neither do pressure cookers. Have you ever used a
That's true.
When you use a pressure cooker, it always gets to that point where it starts letting the steam out and you're like, oh my God, this thing's going to explode.
Terrifying.
That is me.
But
when I'm having anxiety.
No, but I'm not scared of you. I'm terrified of a pressure cooker. You go, every time I take the lid off, you do all the things you're meant to do. You go, I'm about to put a hole in my roof.
Mm-hmm.
You go, poof. See, I don't fear you.
Right.
But I think
you should.
You do hiss, but you do hiss. Yes,
I do.
That is correct. You're a blender that hisses. There you go. Ava, I left you last to give you as much time to think about this.
I'm curious if you guys have an answer that you're expecting from me. Have you assigned one to?
Well, there's feelings that I get from you. I get timid.
Okay.
I get eager.
Okay.
Happy.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm trying to.
It started weak. I must admit, Tim, but it's getting stronger.
I think you're a one stacker air fryer.
I was gonna say air fryer.
Ooh.
I was gonna say air fryer. I didn't really have a good reason why.
Also, because you're like shiny and new, like you're new, the newest in the office.
I am.
So you know you're one of the newer appliances.
Yeah.
She's a bit younger, so she's one of the cooler appliances too.
100%.
I don't think anyone thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
But upon closer inspection, absolutely filthy. And how do you clean this thing? How do you clean this thing? So.
And that's why we really brought you in here over to
we're going to have to talk about personal hygiene.
No. So I'm happy with all that.
Yeah.
It's genuinely, it's the first icebreaker that I've been involved with for a while where I was like, I actually enjoyed breaking the ice.
Yeah.
So we all feeling better?
I feel closer with you guys than I did
good.
Before.
That's what they're for.
I still feel a little bit upset about the way you described me as a blender.
Blender that hisses. Don't forget that part.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I think we've talked about this a little bit over the last year or so. So I, for the first time in my life, after years and years of just like wussing out, finally grew my hair long.
Yeah.
And
it took a little bit of bullying from your friends.
Not bullying. It was just...
Well, you asked for it. You said, keep me accountable. last 100%. Year, 2024 was the year of accountability.
It was.
So we wrote up a contract and there was some very harsh consequences.
Yeah, it was like sideburns, shave my head, shave my eyebrows. I don't think you understand. You were like, eyebrows grow back within a month. And then you looked at it. It was like, it says 6 to 9 months. So, but yeah, committed to growing the long hair. I've had one haircut in the last like year and a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So, and it was just to kind of tidy up the back because it was just longer than the rest.
Yeah.
I have now started, this is a whole new world. I have now encountered having to prepare my hair for if I'm going to nice events.
Oh, right. You're like actually styling it.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, it used to be with short hair, like I used to have buzz cuts or very short sides with fades and all that. You'd be like, on the day, you wash it or whatever, and you can just get that sorted. Now, like for example, I've got something on Friday where I need to look appropriate. I know that I'll wash my hair tomorrow.
Right.
So that by Friday...
It'll be the perfect level.
Because if I washed it on Friday, I would not be seen in public.
Yeah.
Call me the Foofy Monster. Captain Fuzz.
Yep.
Is this what you've been having to deal with?
Yeah, I mean...
And long-haired people have been having
like
to deal with?
Well, even like a few weeks ago, we had the Geelong United Basketball Awards night. And you and I embarrassingly showed up with the same hairstyle because your hair's gone really curly.
Yeah.
And then I curled my very short hair and we looked like we had the same haircut.
So I should have straightened it that day. If you,
yes.
We
didn't
thing,
coordinate.
We've never had to coordinate because you never go with a short back and sides.
I'm thinking about it now.
But yeah, and like I realized, and I was like, I need to wash my hair tomorrow. But and then I go, all right, well, I could wash it on Thursday, but it just looks better with that 2 day buffer. And this is a lot.
See, everyone's got their own different system. And even you were talking to me and some of the girls in the office yesterday about your sea salt spray. And we told you how to actually use it properly.
What did I do today?
You scrunched.
Never heard of that.
You did a little light scrunching of the hair.
This is...
And it looks great.
Yeah, thank you. This is the thing. It's a weird version of myself.
Yeah.
It's a very strange, again... I've never have had long hair.
We definitely need to get new promo photos done because I don't know that bloke.
No, that's me.
The guy on the billboard out the front of the building. Who is that? That's not the Tim Bolch that I'm looking at right here.
If you can see, I'm loving like neck up, loving.
Yeah.
It's neck down is where you need to give me 6 months of prep so I can get a gym membership before we start doing commercials and photos and billboards and all those things. So, but yeah, this is hair. What do they call it? Is this hair care? Is this that thing I've read about? Oh,
this is called self-care, baby. You're finally joining the train.
Oh, who is she?
How long do you take in the shower these days?
Not long. I'm still a petty, disgusting man in that sense.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.